Chattanooga will be hosting the 30th anniversary celebration of the American Quilters Society during Quilt Week, September 10th through the 13th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. I spoke with local quilters Denise Ullman and Sandy Suggs.
I started quilting over 35 years ago. Didn't become serious about it until about 15 years ago when I decided that it would become quite a craft with me, and I wanted to perfect and improve and learn and study. And then I became so passionate with it that now I just practically live and breathe it all the time.
That was Sandy Suggs, a fan of traditional quilting. Denise Ullman creates more modern art quilts to display.
I started quilting about 31 years ago, made my first string quilt, and then I had children, so I didn't quilt after that because I didn't want them ingesting the pins and getting hold of the scissors. And it was 9 years ago that I started quilting again. That was when I got into the art quilting.
Both of you ladies are holding quilted works in your laps. Sandy, you seem to have more traditional blanket type of quilts. Denise, you've got art. Both of the types of quilting are artwork. They're beautiful artwork, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of what is celebrated with quilting. But yours is a more functional, Sandy, a more functional bed cover quilt mm-hmm. to stay warm and beautiful. Whereas, Denise, you have hanging quilts or banner quilts. Would you like to describe one of the banner quilts?
I like to paint on fabric, and I do a lot of spiritual quilts as well. So here's one that I have painted on. I have a beautiful face of a girl, and they're not realistic faces. They're just pleasing faces. And then I have a quote of scripture underneath her and maybe a little traditional kind of pattern next to her in three small blocks. And the colors are teal and purple.
And let's have you describe one of the quilts. You've got two quilts in your lap.
The first one I'm going to talk about is one of my very first pieces that I did. Unlike the work I do now, this one is totally hand-pieced and hand-quilted. It is made up of four blocks. They're sampler-style blocks. They're old traditional blocks. I've chosen some very soft colors for it in the rose, the yellow, and the green. And then it also has an effect on the outside border of it. There is a white muslin border on it that I've done applique, flower petals, as well as a stem. This was hand quilted without a frame. I do it all in my lap. Quilt it by hand is a nice way to just relax with it.
It's very intricate hand quilting, and it looks like each element of the borders and the different sections have a different style of hand quilting.
They do. It was a learning piece. I have chosen to accent the elements in each of the blocks.
Now, Denise, on your panels that you hang up, of course, quilting doesn't just mean blocks of color put together, but there is this overstitching or those quilting stitches that form patterns between. How do you determine your patterns for the quilting stitches on your panels that hang up?
Well, I let the piece speak to me. So I usually just study on it for a couple of days. And I want it to enhance it, but you don't want it to detract from the fabric and the pieces that you have put down. So on my art quilts, a lot of time I will just follow the outlines, or I even put decorative stitches on top as embellishment.
There are many different ways to get that top quilt stitching. As Sandy said, holding it in her lap, there's a quilt frame you can get that stretches everything out taut when you're doing your quilting, or there's machine quilting, or you can send it off and have someone else do all that work for you. I'm sure that most of the quilters, like the two of you that spend a lot of time doing this, you don't want to send it off and have someone else do it, but is it all still handwork for you?
No. It is not all handwork because there are too many quilts to be made and I don't have time to do it all by hand. And so I've chosen to do a hand piece ongoing just to keep the practice of my stitching. But a lot of what I do now is done by machine. I do all of my own piecing, but I do most of my own quilting.
The American Quilter Society's 30th anniversary celebration is coming to Chattanooga, and this is a national-level convention in celebration of the artists that make quilts. What brought them to Chattanooga?
A lot of what brought them to Chattanooga was the interest that Chattanooga had in inviting them to come here. The Chattanooga Visitors Bureau did a really good job in getting them invited to the city. They have come and they will be here with us for 3 years with option to continue. It's a big operation and it's a major, major opportunity for local quilters as well as national and some international. Probably over 500 quilts will be on exhibit within the show itself. Another couple of hundred vendors there. And throughout the city, we have a lot of venues that are featuring local quilters' work on exhibits. So you might just show up at some venue and say, wow, I didn't know they hung quilts here. One of those places would be the Tennessee Aquarium. Another is the Discovery Museum. These are in the city. Hamilton Place Mall is doing, just to mention a few. It's a tremendous opportunity. We are expecting in the range of 12,000 to 15,000 quilters to attend this show.
So there will be quilt exhibits and workshops?
There will be workshops, and I believe you're still able to sign up for some of those. So if you get on the AQS website, you can see what classes are available.
American Quilter Society, Quilt Week in Chattanooga, September 10th through the 13th.
The doors open at 9 a.m. We're open until 6 p.m. That runs from Wednesday through Saturday.
I just like for everybody to come out. It will really give you a different perspective on quilting.
Quilt Week in Chattanooga starts Wednesday, September 10th, and continues at the Chattanooga Convention Center through Saturday, September 13th. More information can be found online at quiltweek.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.